A Free Rendering of Praises to the Buddha from Chapter 1 of the Vimalakirti Nirdesha. The translation from Robert Thurman with significant edits by Ratnavua. Pure are your eyes, broad and beautiful, like the petals of a blue lotus. Pure is your thought. Having discovered the supreme transcendence of all meditative accomplishments, immeasurable is the ocean of your virtue, the accumulation of your good deeds. You affirm the path of peace. O great ascetic, obeisance to you. Leader, bull of men, we behold the revelation of your miracle. The superb and radiant fields of the well-traveled auspicious Buddhas appear before us, and your extensive spiritual teachings that lead beyond the migrations of birth and death to nirvana make themselves heard throughout the whole reach of space. Dharma King, you rule through exemplification your supreme Dharma kingdom, and thereby bestow the treasures of the Dharma upon all living beings. Expert in the deep analysis of things, you teach their ultimate meaning. Sovereign Lord of Dharma, obeisance to you. All these things arise dependently from causes, yet they are neither existent nor non-existent. Therein is neither ego, nor experiencer, nor doer. Yet no action, good or evil, loses its effects. Such is your teaching. O Shakyamuni, conquering the powerful host of Mara, you found peace. The trackless path in timeless open space, and the happiness of that supreme enlightenment, which is not realized by others who have mastered stillness within experience, though they arrest their feeling, thought, and mental processes. O wonderful King of Dharma, you turn the wheel of Dharma before humans and gods, with its threefold revolution, its manifold aspects, its purity of nature, and its supreme peace. And thereby, the three jewels were revealed. Those who are well disciplined by your precious Dharma are free of vain imaginings and always deeply peaceful. Supreme Doctor, you put an end to birth, decay, sickness, and death. Immeasurable ocean of virtue, obeisance to you. Like a great mountain at the center of everything, you are unmoved by honor or scorn. You love moral beings and immoral beings equally. Poised in equanimity, your mind is like the sky. Who would not honor such a precious jewel of a being? Great sage, in all these multitudes gathered here, who look upon your countenance with hearts sincere in faith, each being beholds the victor as if meeting him personally. This is a special quality of the Buddha. Although the Buddha speaks with but one voice, those present receive that same voice differently, and each understands in their own language, according to their own needs. This is a special quality of the Buddha. From the leader's act of speaking in a single voice, some develop a love for the teaching. Others gain a deeper understanding of life. Some find the stilling of all their doubts. This is a special quality of the Buddha. Obeisance to you who command the force of leadership and act from an enlightened understanding of human experience. Obeisance to you who are dauntless, knowing no fear. obeisance to you, leader of all living beings, who fully manifests the special creative qualities of an awakened, compassionate Buddha. Obeisance to you who have cut the bondage of complacent habit, superficiality, irrational doubt, and all fetters of re-becoming. Obeisance to you who, having gone beyond, stand on firm ground. Obeisance to you who attend to the suffering beings. Obeisance to you who do not remain in the migrations of birth and death. You associate with living beings by touching their lives. Yet your mind is liberated from all imperatives to become and all fixations to be. Just as the lotus born of mud is not tainted thereby, so the lotus of the Buddha keeps pure and clean the realization of open, spacious, alive emptiness. You nullify all signs and all things everywhere. You are not subject to any wish for anything at all. The miraculous power of the Buddhas is inconceivable. I bow to you, you who stand nowhere, like infinite space.